بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، first revision of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning which Allah Ta'ala mentions, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if you think we got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the criteria to check? That Allah tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanding that inform your ummah, inform my servant, if you think you love Allah or if you want the love of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow my way of life. So we all have to check ourselves. We think we are following sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we are not conscious and we are unmindful with regard to sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat explained on one occasion, Hazrat Ami rahmatullahi, Hakimul Ummat of the time, one time he gave a bayan to the ladies and he explained that Calabash, Kaddu, Dodi is sunnah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love to eat that. So his wife also heard the bayan. Then after that, the next 2-3 days, she just cooked kaddu. So he asked her, what happened? Every meal is only dodi. So he said, but isn't it sunnah to eat dodi? And it's striking. See, a woman who's living in a house and she took the bayan so serious. And she acted upon it. Me, I'm a sheikh, let me check myself. So he said, 3 days he checked his life. And then he made shukr, alhamdulillah, I'm leading my life according to sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding that we also do a check that am I really conscious of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, when I get up in the morning, just think yesterday we learned the sunnah. Did I rub my hands with the softness of my palms? Rub my eyes and let my sleep go away, my eyes come, and all the grogginess go away. What beautiful sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all for our benefit. And most important, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to first gain the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for this also very important, it goes from down, we have to climb up the ladder. From your sheikh, it will go up and up and up. So Allah give us tawfiq. The second sunnah, when we get up, when the eyes open in the morning, recite this dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. That all praises belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us life again. After Allah ta'ala took away our life, we were like dead people. Allah ta'ala took away our life and Allah is showing us, wa ilayhi nushur. One day you'll be returned to Allah. Don't think your end of your life is now, you're born into the cover, everything is over. No, that is when your life is going to start again. So Allah ta'ala is giving us this lesson every day in these beautiful du'as of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just also practicing on sunnah is so beautiful that we are taught 24 hours we must be in the zikr of Allah. If we practice on sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 24 hours we find for everything there's a du'a to read. For everything there's a method to adopt. So 24 hours we'll be in the, as Hakim al-Islam, Qadi Tayyab Sahib rahmatullah used to say, agar insan apni sari adat ko sunnat ke mutabi bana le, to sari adat ibadat ban jayega. If insan just makes all your habits, you do it according to sunnat, then all your habits will become ibadat. Then that is the object and purpose of this, or majalis, etc. That our umuri tabiya ban jayega. That all them, our daily habits and what we might think, mundane things, it becomes according to Sharia as we learn and we carry on. That our life has to be according to Sharia. Then our life will be 24 hours in ibadah. Allah give me all of us tawfiq. And as we learn for that, a cause of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the zikr of Allah ta'ala, we should try and build concentration. And for that we find our Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi, and the silsila of ours, which is called the Tanwi silsila. In here we make the zikr of Allah, we recite these poems. And these poems are not just for entertainment. Many people say we like the zikr because of the poems. The poems is to give us the reality of zikr. It's the dua to Allah Ta'ala, and we concentrate more that why am I making zikr. So the first poem that we normally read after we've explained yesterday, we sit properly and we concentrate, try and make our mind attentive and realize, Fazkuruni, Azkurkum, Allah says, I'm remembering you. So you remember me. So if Allah is thinking of us and Allah is, so to say, talking to us and we not mindful, then what a sad condition. And then Allah says, Anna jaleesu man zakarani. This is a hadith Qudsi. Allah Ta'ala's words explained by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That I am what? That I am your companion. So what more you want? Even you alone, you enjoy your zikr. Even in company, you can be in a huge group, but you will be alone with Allah Ta'ala. You won't worry who's here, who's not making, you will be worried about your zikr. And very important, the rule upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then a person starts, Dil mera ho jai ek midani hu. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. That O Allah, the king of the body is the heart. And the heart is the place, the palace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how will Allah come in that heart? That Dil mera ho jai ek midani hu. That O Allah, make my heart an open plain. At the moment there's everybody else in my heart besides you. I got this thought, this business, that degree, this I must achieve, all this, or everybody else, where is Allah going to come in that heart? So Allah, for you to come into my heart, make my heart an open, empty field. And when my heart becomes an empty field, that's why we say, La ilaha. Then we bring illallah. We first take out all the negative things we have to take out from our heart. And lightly we ponder, what is troubling me in my heart, take out this. I'm worried of the shock, just take it out, throw it out. I'm worried of this position, throw it down. So Allah Ta'ala, so beautifully our Mashayikh has taught us this beautiful poem. Father Aziz al-Hassan Majub Rahmatullahi, the Khalifa of Hazrat Ali Rahmatullahi used to recite these poems also. So make my heart an empty plane. And then after that, now when it's clean and it's empty, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Now Allah, only you come in my heart, only you come in my heart, only you come in my heart. And that is when we say, illallah, la ilaha illallah. Now the positive will come. If we just concentrate reasonably on this, inshallah, for a period, we have to do our zikr, minimum 40 days properly, and then carry on. Mashayikh, according to our level, in previous times, they used to give a period, 40 days, 4 months. Today, mashayikh, ulama explain, for ulama, at least 1 year spend in the khanka. And ordinary people, how much more we need. And but not just telling that we just, it's nice here, so we get our food, everything on time. We have to do what we have to do. Then see Allah Ta'ala, as we will learn now, in Anwarul Salah, that then the reality of life will come into us when our Salah becomes life. So with regard to this, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم. As we explained, this is the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatul Alayh, which we're going to still start. And then Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatul Alayh, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Zakariya Sahib Rahmatul Alayh, Shaykh al-Hadith, when he found this kitab, he said, what's a kitab? How can it be extinct and people don't know about it? So he decided and he showed his friend, he said, no, we must rewrite this kitab. So he took it, his responsibility, he wrote the kitab and he did us such a great favor. Before the actual bayan, like this khutbah and this whole introduction, is actually Shaykh al-Sufi Iqbal Sahib, who's explaining all this, what is the prelude, before you can come to the bayan itself, what you need to do before it. Then you'll actually enjoy the bayan and you'll actually get benefit from that bayan. So then he wrote and put all these important aspects before, and then he explained, as you will hear in front, that he explained the actual bayan was in old Urdu. And then he explained, then made it easy and simpler, simplified it for us. So yesterday we learned how important is it that we realize that the object and purpose of this namaz is nisbat-e-batini, that to get that inside contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khususi hubbi ta'allu. That you got a special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a loving connection with Allah ta'ala. Then a person will be enjoying to go for his namaz. And what is the sign that you got this loving and special connection with Allah ta'ala? Like your children, you send your son for work overseas. He is so far, but you're thinking about him all the time. Is he doing the right thing? Then you get the opportunity, you phone him, you message him. So all he is so many miles away, but you are in your business, but you're thinking about him. So like that, when the connection of Allah comes and the love of Allah, Allah is the creator of love, then the love of everybody else will become secondary. And when you love somebody, you know, nobody will have to tell out of namaz how much you'll be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. So this reality, we have to, this is the highest we have to reach. But as we learn, we have to do the course from the bottom. And the primary or primary thing, which is primary means the foundation, very important, as we will learn in front also in today's lesson, inshallah, that we have to do all this, correct our recitation of Quran Kareem, know our masail, etc., our tahara, all this. If this is not important, where you can reach this thing? Then only you'll reach your spiritual height. But we don't want to, we want to leave this aside and think I'm becoming a Sufi. Just that with the tasbih and I'm making zikr, but the zikr is empty also. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize. So Hazrat explained, yes, for all this to come, mashayikh have written kitab. And with regard to the fazail, fazail-e amal, that is why it's rare here also. And all this to create a jazbah and shock, first of all. When a person, our Dada Shaykh Mr. Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that what is the khanka? This bear, bin pyaase ko ke andar pyaas peda karna. People who are not thirsty to create thirst in them. And those pyaaso ke liye paani dena. And those who are thirsty, give them the water. Now when they realize, and that is why we hear many times the example that jam o meena, that here you're getting the goblet and the drink of the wine of Allah. That you are thirsty for the real wine of the love of Allah, here you get it, in the khanka. So that is why as we explain that all the departments of deen, how important is it. So Hazrat explained that a person wants to reach that height, you want to reach that, and what is the sign that all the time you got the love of Allah Ta'ala, dawam is zikr or dawam is ta'at. Now all the time you're remembering Allah Ta'ala. And all the time doesn't necessarily mean you'll have to be having a tasbih. Although it starts with that. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Alayh, towards the end of his life, he still used to read tasbih. So people used to say, Hazrat, you connected to Allah. You all the time thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in his political mission, but all the time think. So he said, the thing that took me today, how can I leave it behind? So then you won't be able to leave your tasbih also. But your thoughts with Allah will be, or even you talking to people, but you connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, when the shock is at them, so what is the sign of it? That Mizan is Sharia, the true Sharia. Not today we want to make up our own Sharia, and we want to change the Sharia, or we want to reinterpret it. That Sharia won't link us up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that Sharia that myself I have to see. In this world, you're getting practice how to walk, as I explained, on full sirat. That come on to Sharia, 24 hours, what I'm doing. Am I getting up properly? Then am I having my meals properly? Not I sit in a panta and I have my meal sunnat way. Breakfast time, the first day, each day or whatever, I go home, I'm having it back on a breakfast nook. I must think that I was doing the wrong thing. And make tawbah and try and get that out of our lives. And change, you don't even need. Then you realize I don't need the dining room table and chairs. What is that? Is all unnecessary. Then a Muslim will be able to understand that how, what is simplicity. Doesn't mean you can't have a comfortable house. To have a comfortable house, aircon, everything, no problem. But simple and not unnecessary luxurious, as you will explain in front also. So all this kitab we have to do, we have to learn, listen to the fazail, then do our mashq properly, then listen to the masail that are taught. Then Hazrat, we stop here at this point, that making Quran or Sunnah mein uski bhi wazahat hai, ke namaz ki tamam fazail, aur zindagi, namaz ki tamam fazail, aur zindagi par uska asar, haqiqi namaz, yani baru aur khushu wa khudu wali namaz, haasil hota hai. Khushu wali namaz se haasil hota hai. جس میں احسان کی کیفیت یعنی ان تعبد اللہ کانک ترا. He says that all this we will do, but we have to understand that when will this namaz have effect on our life? That all this, according to Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been explained clearly that the great value and the virtues of namaz will only be achieved when a reality of namaz comes into us. Today we are myself, we performing namaz. We are not performing, we are reading namaz. But our namaz is empty. It's just, and even our outward namaz, as Hazrat is stressing for years, and still my namaz is outward also is not correct. So when the reality of namaz itself is no ruh in our namaz, then what is it? A person is talking and is busy, and just his ruh is taken out. Now where? He can't do anything. And unfortunately today, because we got no life in us, and the life our Dada Shaykh is to say, that life of the ummah is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the sunnah is not in our life, sunnah is not in our namaz, then the world is doing what they want to us. Like a dead body. Dead body, you turn it, the water is hot or cold, he can't tell you anything. So the ummah is being trampled left, right and center. And he says, if you want to come back, that you, Allah said, وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَنَوْنِ. You are supposed to be the dominant force on the face of the earth. You are supposed to be ruling the earth and showing the laws of Allah Ta'ala. But now we don't have life. So to bring us life, we must make shukr that this department of Khanka is still coming alive. It needs to be very vibrant. We see how many hospitals in society today. And everybody is even happy. I go to the best clinic. I got a specialist. But how many spiritual hospitals? Hardly. And the hospital can't operate only in Ramadan. The hospital has to be 24/7. Like here, alhamdulillah, our Khanka is open all the time. Whenever anybody wants to come, Hazrat Allah, they come and they benefit tremendously. So this is when the ruh of namaz, as we explained yesterday, Allah first, although the ruh of namaz will come as you do the score, but first you have to get that body, that is do the primary cause also. Don't say like Hazrat explained, even from the start, when Hazrat started the kitab after that, then first all this, the first period, half an hour used to be all fazail amal and all the muzakara, all that. So Hazrat says, many people think that no, Hazrat only comes later, so I'll come later to the problem. And like that we think, oh, this, now, especially now, these days, Hazrat has put out the system, this one will do that, but all Hazrat's focus is here. Don't think that no, Hazrat is not here, so I'll rather make my tilawat. What we'll be missing out, this is the build up to the talk, the real essence what Hazrat will be giving us after Asr also. And this is also what all Hazrat has taught us in our broken way we say, but Hazrat, the worldview is here. So we should be to bring this alive, so we have to create the ruh. And the ruh is that, as we are explaining, we have to do a cause in the zikr. Like a person, for example, a young boy got married, and his father told him, okay, so your house is there. Now go and buy all your appliances, everything. Go and buy your fridge, your stove, put in your air, your fans, everything. He went, he did all that. So now when his father came, he checked, say, oh nice, on the fan. He's putting on the switch, nothing is there. Say, what happened? Say, everything is here. Say, but if you call the electrician to connect it, no connection. So like that, we got namaz in our life, we got tilawat in our life, we go to madrasa, we go to Darul Uloom, we got all the equipment, but we not in the end. So connection, where you will get? In the Khanka, by the Mashayikh. When they connect us, then a person see, you busy now with other work, namaz time, before Azan, it's like you just putting off a switch, and you back in the masjid. And that was Sahaba radiallahu's lifetime, the life of the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala. Namaz time, then just like a switch, and we will think, how am I going to get that concentration? But we do the course properly, we do the course half year, then you leave, then you start again. So our zikr is extremely important. And then Hazrat explained, so this reality of namaz, which is a namaz of reality, a namaz of life, and a namaz of what is called khushu and fudu, concentration and devotion, then a person will get what is called kayfiyat ihsan. And as we mentioned yesterday, the tasawwuf is all in what in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was called ihsan, mal ihsan. What is this ihsan all about? Jibreel al-Islam asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you reach such a position in your life that antabud Allah ka'annaka tara, that you worship Allah, you make ibadat of Allah as if you can see Allah. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَى. As if, obviously, you won't, but with the eyes of the heart. And if you can't still do that, as Hazrat says, with the eyes of your knowledge, now we learn, and just think. And this will be very easy. If you can't think you can see Allah, then know that Allah is watching you. And it's simple to understand that if you're in the class and you know Ustad is in the class but he's sitting there, but you'll be all the time alert. No, Morana is there. But the moment Morana go out of the class, then see, can be even Dora students, it can be any class. Then there's a big noise in the class. Or like you're working for a boss and you know now the boss is around, he's in his office. You're doing in another department, but you know the boss is around. In these days with all the CCTVs, etc., that also you should ask the Mufti and ask our Mufti Sahib, Mufti Sayyid Mutara Sahib, Jahmat Barakatum, what is the masala? Anyway, now you know that they're watching me, so now you're doing your work properly. And when the boss is gone out for Umrah or something, now you know he's not, and automatically you just get left. So like that, when we do the cause of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know Allah is present with me, Allah naziri, Allah is watching me, you go higher, Allah haziri, Allah is with me. And as you do the cause of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll find Allah ta'ala is ma'i, Allah is with me all the time. So if Allah is with me, how can I break the commands of Allah? So all the time a person will be conscious with regard to, and as Hazrat explained, that it's not difficult to do the course, but we have to be ethics. Like a student, now he gives 6-7 years, but when it comes to our Islam, we're not worried. Whereas Islam is further. This was the primary duty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also. And we think, no, just kanka, no, this is just for those who want to become pious. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullahi says, nek banna farz hai. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. Everyone has to become pious. Like it's farz ain to read namaz, it's farz ain to become pious. And when you become pious under the guidance of a proper sheikh, then you'll realize that I'm not pious, I'm useless. As you progress, you will never have chance to think good of yourself. Otherwise, if you're just on your own, you think, no, I'm making my ibadat. And we see today all the efforts of deen are carrying on. Everybody thinks, I'm an amir, I'm this, I'm that, but we nothing. So that is why the score is so important. And as the Hazrat explained here, that or ghaflat wali namaz ke liye to Quran Sharif wa hadith mein sakht wa'id aayi. And in the hadith or in the Quran Sharif, hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, severe warnings have come that we perform a namaz of unmindfulness. Like myself, even we do the cause, but we're not doing it properly. And we're not doing the cause how we're supposed to do it. And as you progress, when a person is sick, then how he takes his action with care, etc. This is this medicine that you get the sickness of the love of Allah. You won't want to leave that country. You will all the time want to be in the company of your sheikh. But as we explained, walk on Sharia. Put everything into proper perspective. Now, many times people come every year for 40 days, but their wives are not even attended to. And they are not, you don't bring them to the program. And when you go home, you expect them to treat you like a buzur, or you expect deen to be in your house. You are out in the path of Allah. There's no deen in your home. There's no deen in your children. So that is important. As Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi says, when you are a young man and you still got children, your wife is young, you have to give them attention. Bring deen into their life. So bring them also, and Allah has made the system today, and today was live streaming, but that is also not sufficient. Because many a time, the live streaming is on, and we busy with other work. So a person who is performing a namaz of unmindfulness, then Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala save us, there's still severe warning. People that are reading namaz, they are severe warning as it will come in front. So in the Qur'ani part, it is mentioned, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Allahu Akbar. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ That Allah Ta'ala says, بے شک کامیابی اور فلاح کو پہنچ گئے وہ مؤمن جو اپنی نماز میں خشوع کرنے والے ہیں. That successful is that believer. Allah said it was stressed. And Allah Ta'ala said it in the Mazi. That is definitely you're successful already. Who? Those believers who perform salah also, and one is this khashi'un, there's khudu, there's concentration, devotion in their namaz. Those are the people that are successful. Imam Ravi Aswahani Rahmatullahi, great mufassir of his time, he said this word afla, salah in Arabic, is such a comprehensive word. You won't get a word like that that encompasses all types of success. Every success you can think of, whether it's emotional success, whether it's your material, your dunya success, whether it's your deeni success, whether it's your spiritual success, every type of success is encompassed in there. But today we think my success, no, I must first go to the shop early in the morning, while you don't think my success is in the first two rakats of Fajr namaz. Then I have to be there.
We looking our success everywhere else where it isn't. Allah says success is here. That is why Allah appointed the caller, the muazzin. He is the caller of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hayya ala al-salah. Come to hayya ala al-salah. You busy or you sleeping or now you rushing to job. You say now, he's calling me for salah. I'm going for a bigger deal here. What deal I got on today? That person is coming from overseas to buy this good. If I'm not there, we'll lose out. Allah says, no, your success is not there. Your deal is here in the masjid. Here, Allah Ta'ala says that وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. That all the treasures are by Allah Ta'ala. For fi samai rizqukum, and your risk is not on earth, it's by Allah Ta'ala. So first come pay your dues by Allah Ta'ala. Like Hazrat explained, you ordered something, you want to go get something from the warehouse or pick and pay or whatever. Allah save us, whichever store you're going to buy, a fridge or whatever. Now you don't go to the store and pay and get your ticket. You go to the warehouse and you say, I came for my delivery. They'll ask you, where's your ticket? Where's your receipt? Say no, I'm here's the warehouse. Don't you have the fridge here? Say we got the fridge, but first you must go pay there. So like that, I think I'm going to my shop and roll. First we have to come to the house of Allah. Fajr time you have to come. Then Allah says, I'll take your responsibility. Now I'll make your rosy easy. I'll make everything easy for you. So, but unfortunately, like Hazrat teaches us, that we looking for success everywhere else. And where success Allah Ta'ala has put it, and as Hazrat explained, we don't take heed to listen to the muazzin and say he's calling. What a great honor, he's reminding me. Today, very few people, only people that are making money, they remind you got an appointment. But if you got today, you think, oh, I got an appointment with a minister. He's not going to remind you why you got an appointment. To get that appointment, first of all, soul or red tape, and what is going to benefit? Just the word, empty word. Here you got an appointment with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And directly Allah is reminding us that come here for your success. But other things, we are so unmindful that we rather Allahu Akbar. And every type of success, so much so, Hazrat explained, forget namaz, just in the introduction of namaz, for wudu, etc. There is so lot benefit and so lot success in dunya also, forget the success in deen, how much that is, we can't imagine. For example, Hazrat says, unfortunately today, we're not even making our wudu properly. And we'll find, because we're not making wudu properly, people are suffering from so many throat diseases, so many other problems. Because in wudu we are taught that when a person has to gargle his mouth, it's not just through putting water in your mouth and spitting it out. Gargle means that you take the water till your throat and you hear that sound, how you gargle. And when a person, like when a person got throat disease, what they say? Take the medicine and gargle. Let it go to your throat. Although now it's Ramadan, so we have to take care. Don't let the water go right till there and then it slips down. So Ramadan time, Ulama has explained, you don't gargle so deeply. But out of that, Hazrat says, check ourselves. When we making wudu, or in the wudu khana, do you ever hear people making ghar, ghar, ghar? We're not making ghar, ghar. And we are cleaning our nose. We have to push the water into our nose, pull it up and then blow our nose. Blow that all that mucus out. But unfortunately, Hazrat says, here Allah Ta'ala is saying, successful are those the servants who got khashi'un. They are attentive and they are devoted in their namaz. And what is khashi'un? Allah Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, they ask him, what is khashi'un? He says, khashi'una qalban, sakinuna qaliban. That your heart got that fear, I'm standing in the court of Allah. I'm in the house of Allah Ta'ala. Forget when you start. You just come in the court of Allah and you worry, I'm in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then your heart will be trembling. When your heart is trembling, you're standing in front of your ustad, where are you going to be picking your nose? Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, sadly, when we don't do the cause of namaz, and we don't concentrate, then a person, you leave your home, everything, nothing is itching you. You come, nothing. Just you started your namaz. Hazrat says, I saw people scratching their nose, and even taking out diamonds and inspecting. This is the Kohinoor one. So this is, so there's so lot benefit just in our, in every aspect of our deen. Our wudu, so when you say your soul has throat diseases, all the phlegm and all will disappear. But we're not making our wudu properly. Hazrat says that namaz, although it's not an exercise as such, But all the exercises of the whole body, you don't need to go jump and become like a fool and lose your iman there, whatever. You just do your namaz properly, outward namaz, the posture. Just as I explained, medical science only recently came to discover soul or benefit in just making salam full. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Turn your head full, tell to look at the malaika on your shoulders, and the people at the back are able to see the whiteness, and they have realized this is the best exercise for your heart. And every two rakat, two times you are doing it, or four rakat you are doing it, so we don't do it properly, just halfway we're looking. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that every our deen, complete deen when it comes, then we'll see success. And then you'll see every type of success. All your worries will disappear. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize. But as we learn, when we learn, read the namaz of unmindfulness, then we don't pay attention to this. And like further we learn, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala farmate, ke ek martaba Huzur sallallahu ta'ala sallam ne asman ki taraf nigaah uthai. اور یہ ارشاد فرمایا کہ اس وقت علم کے دنیا سے اٹھ جانے کا وقت منکشف ہوا ہے. حضرت ابو درداء رضی اللہ عنہ رہی that on one occasion Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out of his house and then he looked up to the sky and he said, the Sahaba that were around, that Allah is open to me at this moment, that knowledge has been lifted from this world. So Sahaba was shocked. One Sahabi, an intelligent Sahabi, he said, Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahabi ne arz kiya, Ya Rasulullah, ilm humse kis tarah uth jayega? Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, immediately he responded, that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how is it that this knowledge will be lifted from from this world? Whereas we are doing what we are supposed to do, that is those that are doing that, that hum log Quran Sharif padhte hain aur apni aulaad ko padhate hain aur wo isi tarah apni aulaad ko padhayenge aur silsila chalta rahega. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, main to tujhe bada samajhdar khayal karta tha. Ye yahood nasara bhi Torah injeel padhate hain, phir kya karamat hua? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Oh Ziyad radiallahu anhu, I thought you were an intelligent person. Don't you see the Jews and Christians, they also taught their scriptures to their children. But what was left out? What does it mean? That outwardly, the outward information of knowledge will be there. But the reality of knowledge, the reality of knowledge of deen will be lifted. And Allahu Akbar. As Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, سَيَاتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا اسْمُهُ وَلَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ. We living in this time. A time is new. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this, 1400 years, today we see it, but we are still unmindful. That the time is going to come, that nothing will be left of Islam, just beautiful names, Ahmad, Muhammad, Amina, Fatima. Look at us in the street, today even in the masjid, how we are dressed. We are not concerned how we are dressed. And in the street you won't make out who's Amina, who's Fatima, who's Abdurrahman, who's Muhammad. You won't even make out. So only the names will be left. No reality of deen will be left. And to us, we have become like Christian Muslims today. Everything we just want to take a snap. And as Allah was said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah is not going to look at your forms and your pictures. Allah is going to look at your amal and what is in your heart. And Allah gives a beautiful example of the pictures. He says, your mother explained to a small child, that a lion is very harmful. It's a very dangerous animal, etc. They put that fear in. Now the child starts and all this, more wasting time for the children. But they're drawing books. When the child is small, you buy him a drawing book. Now he's drawing. Then he turns. He says, ask mother, what does it say, lion? Immediately he gets scared. Because he heard lion is like this. So now he's scared. But the child is always inquisitive. So he takes his pencil first, he first pokes the lion. So what does lion, what he can do? Then he takes his small scissor, he cuts the ear of a lion. You say, what's this lion? This lion is useless. Then the mother explained, this is not just a picture lion. Same thing, we are like picture lions today. Then the kuffar are doing what we want to. Then when the mother takes him to the zoo and he sees that lion, then the lion roars, he gets scared. But now the lion is in the cage. So now as he stands there, a little while he gets acquainted, he takes a stick and he pokes. So a lion can't do me anything. So like that, there are lions in the Muslim lions. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the title to Hazrat Ali Rajna Asadullah, the lion of Allah. We are the children of Sahaba right now, and who we are following today. So we are not even picture lions today. That's why the kuffar, they're trampling us. We don't have life into us. We have to come back onto the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the lifestyle of Sahaba, Ma'ana Ali wa Sahabi. That is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. That you will learn not of knowledge of deen. Like today, there are no so many dark rooms in the world. There wasn't a world like that before. As Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, today murids also boast that I got just six, so many bayans of my chair, so many darul rooms, so many institutions, but have you got one teaching of yourself in your life? Myself, nothing in our life. So that is what Allah and Hazrat explained. Take every aspect of our deen, that Qurbani for example, especially when the stupid period came of COVID, it became even worse. That how Satan will work when our iman is not strong, we're not on sunnah. One small thing we'll get scared for. With one noise in the ceiling, we'll see what's happening. A rat is running, but we're scared. And we won't get up and go. We'll tell the wife, just go see who's there. Allahu Akbar. A person of iman was that Ali Rajna, one man, pulled out the whole door of the fort of Khaybar. And we won't understand it. But that is the force of iman. Allah make us all realize. So like Hazrat says, you give your qurbani, you tell the murad, and then that time was qurbani in a box. So you just send your money, and ask the muftis, I send my money, and qurbani made in Malawi, India. He'll say, it's done. But have you got the reality? Have your children know what is the reality of qurbani? Then that animal must be bought before. Feed that animal. Have love for that animal, etc. So much so, Sharia has said, even the woman folk have to slaughter with their own hands if they got that curry. And if they don't have, and all this, then it shows. You don't go to a big farm and do qurbani, because there must be farda. Today it's a big party on a farm, etc. And how sad it is. And so we think by qurbani is made. Children don't know about qurbani. They don't know how to touch an animal. They are so scared to see the blood. And woman, if you can't, the woman folk can't slaughter with their own hands, they must be present there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told, oh Fatima, stand here when your qurbani is being made. So this is our deen. But unfortunately today, the reality is out. Like that our zakat also. We just send it to this institution, that institution, where it is said so beautifully, Ni'mal Amir ala Babil Fakir, that the best part, rich man, who goes to the door of a poor person, that your zakat, go and see those poor people, see how they love you, and give them that zakat themselves, then they'll honor you. That what just is a man of honor. That does not wait, and Jaisal Fakir ala Babil Amir. And there is that fakir who comes and begs us. So they won't have time to come beg if we go to them. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this 1400 years ago, that knowledge of deen will be lifted. That means you will have lot of knowledge. And today, Allahu Akbar, ulama being produced, very good, mashallah. But is the reality of ilm in our life. And one is that, and we will explain further also, inshallah, Allah give tawfiq, one is ilm and nubuwwah. That knowledge and said today, even online, you think, no, I'll get, you'll just get information. But you won't get reality, you won't get the nur of nubuwwah. Knowledge is not just the information. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِمَ الْكِتَابِ وَلَى الْإِمَانِ وَلَكِنْ جَلْنَوْ نُورَ النَّهْدِ بِي مَنْ نَشَىٰ. When that nur of knowledge comes, wherever you walk, people will be guided. So anyway, this is what Hazrat is explaining. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that all these aspects of deen have to come into our life properly. Qurbani also we have to do it properly. Our namaz, when we make an effort on this, then you realize this. So like we see the Jews and Christians, كَمَسَلِ الْإِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارَ. Like donkeys carrying their books. What is the donkey? You can put loads of kitabs on it. What is the good of it? Allah Ta'ala make us in today's age. That is why we loving in that time. Young ulama want to research. And they want to debate with great ulama who did all the work for us. And they gave us all the details. And we want to research now. No, today there's ikhtilaf. You can't take photos. You can't do this. Allah Ta'ala save us. When we don't do this reality and cause and bring current in, then we got lots of excuses. But when you bring this, then you'll know the best dalil is. How you know? I saw my chef doing it. Allahu Akbar. And then that is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you can give a bayan on namaz, but till you didn't see a person performing namaz, you won't able to perform, you won't able to make your namaz properly. So Allah give us this reality. And then further, he is explaining, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu said, ke shagir kehte hai, ke maine dusre sahabi Hazrat Ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala nu, se jaakar yeh kisah sunaya. Hazrat Abu Darda is now his student. He says that I met another Sahaba, Hazrat Abada radiallahu anhu, and I told him that what is the Nabi Sallallahu mentioned this, and Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu said like that. Then he said himself, Hazrat Ubada radiallahu said, unhone farmaya ke Abu Darda radiallahu ne sach kehte. Abu Darda is talking the truth, the knowledge of deen has been lifted. And the other way also, the pious ulama will be lifted from this world also. And that time will come, Allah save us, when the words of Quran Sharif will be lifted also. So if we don't make effort, how quick this will happen, Allah save us. And today we are more concerned of secular, that's the whole discussion on its own. And what is secular? Minus Allah from your life. So you think, no, we're just living with our own education. Anyway, so Hazrat Abada now says this is the truth. And what Abu Darda radiallahu said, he said the true hadith. And must I tell you, may batao ke sabse pehle kya cheez dunya se uthegi. From the knowledge of deen, what will be the first thing that will be left at, must I tell you, sabse pehle namaz ka khushu. Aur ut jayega, to dekhega ke bari masjid mein ek shakhs, Allahu Akbar, khushu se namaz parne wala na ho. As I tell you, what will be the first thing from the knowledge of deen, that is the reality of deen, will be lifted, that is concentration and devotion in the namaz. You will see the masjid will be full, and today we see Allah save us, the masjids are full, but myself, hardly anybody got concentration and devotion. We are there in the masjid, and so fast, some people come in, and last in first out. And Hazrat says, according to how you make your deen, Allah brings the laws of the government like this. That if you got employed last in their company, they retrench, they put you first out. So we also, that is what we're doing. So we have to bring the deen in reality. Then Hazrat Hudhaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, jo Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke raar kehlaate hai, wo bhi farmaate hai, sabse pehle namaz ka khushu utaraya jayega. Hazrat Hudhaifa radiallahu was the secret keeper of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also said, the first thing that will be lifted will be the concentration and devotion in namaz, which is the reality in namaz, as we heard, muhtam bishan. The most important, if we work on our namaz outward, as Hazrat explained, if our outward is not right, we don't have the utensil, how we can fall inside? We just want to fall, no, spirituality, I became a big buzurg, I spent 40 days in a kampung, in the khanka, but I didn't learn one masala of namaz. I still don't know the basic masala. I didn't even get the feeling, I must correct my qiraat, etc. So all this, when this comes, so Hazrat says that namaz ka khushu utai jayega, that the concentration, devotion of namaz will be, as Hazrat explained, Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullahi says, so beautiful, Alladina hum fi salati. One is you must be in your namaz, that outwardly your namaz must be correct. Then the devotion of namaz is a separate thing. And that is where, and that is why Allah Akbar, Hazrat explained, we'll just mention that later, but later, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala se kisi ne pucha ke khushu kya cheez hai. This is also understand. Khushu farmaya ke khushu dil mein hota hai. Yes, somebody asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu, what is this concentration and devotion? He says it's not an outward thing. Outwardly a person thinks concentration, now you stand humbly and you act like you're concentrating. No, he said it's the condition of the heart. That nisbat of Allah, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly you think this person is not connected, but Allah Akbar. Hazrat gives a beautiful example and he explains that, and one is, another point to understand the reality, many people have a misunderstanding with regard to this, that concentration is khushu is in the heart. Like Machai, they have got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one is to have humility. And one is to do according to your authority. If you got authority, you are ustad in the class, you are father in the house, you got a certain position, then when you're reprimanding people, it doesn't mean you're not humble. It means if you don't doing it, you're not doing your duty. The only system. If the ustad says, my door is weaker, how can I take out his mistakes, etc. You don't shout your students, where you get system in the class. How will the children learn? But like Hazrat says, many people used to take objection, even with Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullahi, even with our Dada says, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar, they used to take it in the wrong meaning, and they say, Hazrat is about proud. See how he just shouts the people. It's not that Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullahi says, when I do the Islah of my murid, then I go and I cry to Allah Ta'ala. Allah, if I did anything more than what I supposed to, I reprimanded anybody, and he regards himself as the worst person. So Allah give us, when that khushu comes, that connection with Allah, then you will do your work, what you have to do. And there are many other examples, there's no time. But as Hazrat explained, even in the normal trend, according to the people running government, etc., you say a British person once in India, they hired a person, they want to give him a position in a certain government, and then they put him on, they check that how is it. So they send him on a truck, with a person to assist him. So now they stop by one place and he went to buy tea. So he said he went to buy the tea for himself and his assistant. So they told him, you're not fit for the job. If you're going to do the work of your assistant, then what? Where he's going to have the where he's going to listen to you? So that authority is one thing and khushu is something else. And this is what we have to understand clearly. That Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala kehte hai ke dil ka khushu Allah ta'ala ka khauf aur nigaah ko niche rakhna. That what is the real khushu of the heart concentration? That you got the fear of Allah all the time, 24/7. Outwardly you can be loving people, don't look at the outward condition of their driving. Many people today they think, hey, buzuks are driving in smart cars, etc. You don't know what is in their heart, they got no value for his car whatsoever. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah, when he came to South Africa, he prepared a special Rolls Royce for him. And he was all obviously on a wheelchair. He used to go with the wheelchair in that car. And when he left, they took him right to the airport. Was with the wheelchair, no immigration. And all the airport staff, but that didn't affect them. Because what is khushu? That fear of Allah in their heart. That all this outward glory, if Allah is going to take me to task. And just also after you have to do that course and go through the mal, then you don't think I got that. Allah gives you, we have to check our heart. Like Hazrat explained, one king, he sent his son, a prince, to make his islah by one very rich buzurg. So when he came, the buzurg got the news that the prince is coming. And Allah put kashf in his heart that the prince also got this notion. Now when he came near the house of the buzurg, like a big house, very like a posh house, everything, very outside also, big tents, everything. So he came in his heart, that what kind of buzurg is this? Rich man, he is in dunya all the time. So what kind, how am I going to do my islah? So to do his treatment before even he came and met the buzurg said to his khadim, lock all the doors and lock the gate also. So when he came, now he's looking, where can I enter? From which side must I enter? And he thought he's a prince, that I'm going to get red carpet treatment. And this is Islam, that whoever you are, you can be the son of the greatest chef. When you come for Islam, you must realize we have to come to any lay. All that filth and dirt that is in my heart, that I'm somebody, that all the buzurgs they take out from us. So the buzurg, so now he, the person already, half an hour he's trying to find how to get him. Then he sent somebody going to open the gate for him. Now when he came in, how lot of his Islam is made. All that prince food already came down. And then before the buzurg started his Islam, he gave him a cup of milk full to the brim. And he put a small plate on top. And he sent him with a guard with a gun. And he said that you walk and he arranged with the council that beautify the street, put lights on the street, let music play, everything. And then he told the friend, you walk with the cup in the bazaar and the man will walk behind you. If one drop of milk spill, he'll be shooting you immediately. And you come back, you must only one drop of milk spill from the cup. So he went and now you can imagine how is he going to concentrate on anything else. The music was playing, the light was on. When he came back, the buzurg now asked him, oh, mashallah, how was the light? He made sure he doesn't drop one drop. So he said, what light? He was, I didn't see no light in the street. What music? I didn't hear any music. So like that, when we do the call, and the connection of Allah Ta'ala comes, when you come in the masjid, outside the masjid, there's music is playing, you won't even pay attention to it. You'll carry on, and you won't know all these people praying there. You'll carry on your work. You'll be worried, the fear of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand that we understand these realities and we don't object to our pious servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And that is why the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will end off with this hadith. Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ek martaba ek shakhs ko dekha ke namaz mein daari par haath fer raha hai. Irshad farmaya ke agar uske dil mein khushu hota to badan ke sare aazam mein sukoon hota. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw one youngster holding his beard in namaz. He said if he has concentration and devotion, he wouldn't even touch his beard and myself. So we all have to think in how important, how he realizes the cause is. And khushu ke mutalliq aage us risale mein puri wazahat inshaAllah aa raha hai. Aur yeh baat bhi haqeeqi khushu yani dil ka khushu khud zikr wa sawar karne ke baad hi haasil hota hai. Warna to zi agar namazi ke dil mein khushu na ho aur zahir mein sukoon ho to hadith paak mein munafiqana khushu se pana mangta hai. And just as we just explained, that in the kitab it has explained, and even in this bayan, what is the reality of concentration and devotion. It's not an outward thing, and this will only come when you do a cause of zikr, you do a spiritual cause under a proper chair, and we do what we have to do, not in the khanka, you in the workshop. When you go home, that is to see, am I making my zikr? Am I doing my cause? Otherwise, Hazrat says that outwardly you will pretend like you got to be very humble in your namaz, but that is a namaz of a hypocrite. Allah Ta'ala saved me, and in the hadith we are taught that seek protection from that kind of salah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah.